from a breast. There's clearly here a tamne tumas mashkin brevius. There's local like tumas mashkin brevius, that's all. But it's not the mashu, it's not considered like a mayan. Reiker, mashenkin, the spit that comes out. Zoiva, the actual zav itself, or name rag of the urine, that's metamne tumas chamuro v'cholshu. That has a local like a mayan, and that's mamish tumi v'cholshu. To see clearly that the chol of a venishi, even according to Ravam, is a stamishnia, is not called like a mayan. So Sa'akud Rava before said that the chol of ish is called like a mayan. Now, if I'm lifting and tell me now that mokum chol of mayan, then chol of nami nitma tume chamura mecholshu, kizayvai, that, kizayvai v'raikai, that Akama makes a chilik between the milk and the raikai v'zayvai. Elish Ramin, here it's a clear proof that mokum chol of isha, that the breast, when they give off the isha, nurses milk, lav mayinu, it's not called like a well of a body. It's not called like part of it, like echa nevereo. But rather, it's only stam called mashka coming out of the body. So it's a kasha then. So it's only called regular mashka, then the churid needs a hechsher, with kabel tumma. So what's beyond the Mishnah before that said, ben lerotzen, ben shle lerotzen, have a minir is. Even though the isha says she doesn't want to nurse right now, she's not nicha with the milk coming out of her all, so why is the tummy then? If you tell me now it needs a hechshel, a kabel tumma, so if it comes out, shlein the rotzen, why is the tummy? If it would have been a mine, it would be good. But now we're saying it's not a mine, it's not called like a well. It's not called like roikoi v'zayvai. So then why do we say shlein the rotzen's tummy? Because the yochi is so kasha. Homas bits in that braisa. The yom rov, rov says that metama ben rotzen ben shlein the rotzen. So what's the stira? How is the tam even shlele rotzen? So my answer is, mi sarva, do you really think, who told you pshat is, that shlele rotzen di yomel nichale, that she's really saying she's not happy with the nursing, as if to say then there's no hech shle kabel tumma, and she'd only be tummy because it's a mayan? No. I tell you, my shlele rotzen, you know what shlele rotzen means? Di yomel di daite di tinnik kreivel agabi cholub. It only means to say that even though she doesn't say clearly she's happy with the nursing, we say most probably the mother is happy, that most times when the milk comes out, the mother is happy that the kid nurses. So we say in ourself that most probably in her mind she's happy the fact the kid nurses. There's Shlele Rotzen just means Minastam generally. Generally talking, she's happy the fact the milk goes to the kid, Enochanami. But what's going to be? Avul Omar Lenichale Tor, Enochanami, the mother didn't speak out clearly and say, I'm not happy with this nursing, I don't want the milk to come out now. And then the milk does come out, Enochanami, then that milk will be Tor, then the kid will not become Tommy. Because if she's not Nichale, Enochanami, that's not Lochor, is not Huchle, Kabbal Tumma, then it will not be Tommy. Tenechnami, Tak is called like a regular mashke, and this milk needs a hechshel kabel tumma, and the hechshel is from the first dodim, the first drops that come out. And if it will be completely shlele rotzen, then it will not be tamei. But here shlele rotzen just means minasklam generally, but not that she says she doesn't want. Then the Mishnah says, Orchel Oichlin Tameyim. Mor says, Lomeli Shia, Smashma, you have to wake the Echil's pras. What does the Mishnah mean to say? Tiptoni Bishor, or Mavili, really says the Hokkaton, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Ochal Eichlin Tmeim, if a man eats this food, it's Tamei. Or else Vishosh Mashkin Tmeim, he drinks liquid, it's Tamei. Or else Vishosh Revius Yain, he drinks Revius Yain. Vishor Bachilosun Ubishtiyosun, the Echil's pras, even though he has an interval in between, as long as he only waits from the beginning until the end, the Shia of the Echil's pras, and then Vinichtas the Migdish Chayef. But not that the Mishnah means to say you have to wait. The Mishnah means to say just if you wait, even though you waited this year of the Echidus Pras, as long as you didn't wait longer than that, the soul mitzvah and the mice is called one achila, and therefore, if you go into the Beis Hamikdash, you'll be chayiv, and now you drink a revius here, and then you go into the Beis Hamikdash. So even though you drank the revius with an interval, as long as you didn't wait more than Echidus Pras, then you'd be chayiv. Then it says the Mishnah of Blazuay Mano, he says by Yayin, if you have any interval, or you put some water, you potter. Torah Rabbonin, the Pasuk says, Yayin v'sheicher al teish. You're not allowed to drink wine, or beer, or strong wine, and then go into the Beis Hamikdash, and you chayiv misa. Yochel, I would have thought to say afilu kolshu, no matter even a small amount of wine, and I would have thought to say afilu megita, even fresh wine that you just pressed now, within the first 40 days. Talmud Lomino, the pasuk says v'sheicher, it has to be strong wine. It means more than 40 days old, and an amount that can make you shaker. It has to be at least a revius. Is a nosivele kadele shaker. You have to drink enough to make you shaker. V'kama kadele shaker. How much is it that can make you shaker? Revius yain. You have to drink at least a revius wine. And also ben mem yain. It has to be at least 40 days old. That's the pshat on yain v'sheicher. In Cain, if so, matam ulemi yain. Why is the pasuk have to say the word yain? Let it just say the word shaker. If all this is included in the word sheker, means strong wine, and wine that can make you shiker, let it just say the word sheker, don't need the word yain altogether. Is not tamulam yain. So once it says the word yain, leimlof teach like this, shemulfar renolov kol shu, that the mice, there is a lav, no matter how much you drink, then go to the Beis HaMikdash, they're over lav. Misa you only get if you drink a revius. But there's a law not to drink any little bit and go inside the Beis HaMikdash. Or Mesor Renol of Megito, who would then, if you drink fresh wine also, you roll your law, Enechnami, that's why it says the word Yayin. Hey Sheikh Ridna Geet Rechiv Misa. Yoni Chayiv Misa, if you drink a Revius of strong wine, that can make you shikha. If you drink less than a Revius, or you drink light wine, fresh wine, Enechnami, now Zoma there is. That the law there is, not Misa. That's why it says the word Yayin also. Yeah. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yayin. Ein liyeli yayin. Maybe you only chayv if you drink wine. Sham mishtak, and how do you know other strong drinks, like schnapps? Minayin. Talmud, the pasuk says, v'sheicher, mash anything strong. It came to say, matam lemi, I wanted to say wine for him. So, Yehuda dashin, al ha-yayin b'misa, only if you drink wine, and you go to the Beis HaMikdash, you chayiv misa. V'yasham ashkem b'yazorim, if you drink schnapps and go to the Beis HaMikdash, you only chayiv alav, not misa. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Rasha. Rabbi Lezer leimer, yayin al tesht. V'sheicher al tishtev, both of them. Kedera sheikh rusai, you can't drink it, that will make you shikha. Hoyim hifzik boy, that's Rabbi Yehuda's, that's Rabbi Lezer sheikh the Mishnah. But if you make a break in between, or in Nostrum Tochimai, you put a little bit of water into it, kol shu is pata. That's Rabbi Lezer Shita. That you have to drink a complete revius without a stop, then you chayiv. Otherwise, you pata. So, Mora says, what's the machlokes? But my figure, what's the machlokes over here? Tanakam is sova, Tanakam holds, Kamrinan Sheikha Sheikha Minozer. I learn out Sheikha Sheikha Minozer. Just like over there, it's also any type of strong drink. Here also, it's also any type of a strong drink. It means a strong drink, it means sheikha. For Rabbi Yehuda, loyal of shachar sachar, doesn't learn out shachar sachar minozir. If Rabbi Yehuda holds, you only chayv on wine, not on other strong drinks. For Rabbi Lezer Savar, ma sheikhar midi du mishakir. Sheikh means that to be a strong drink that makes you shikha. And you have to drink a whole revius without a stop. You put some water in, you take a stop, you'll be potter. But as Chaman knows, who's the goal I caught a time that we learned? Ochad vele kilo. Somebody eats a strong dates from the place the kilo. Or v'shasa d'vashu, you drink honey. Or cholov or milk. But nichlas the midge, go to Beis HaMikdash for shimish, do the avoider there. Let you get malchus. The Koran command kev yud, it's like a yud shita. That he holds what? If yud holds that yai means wine. How do we know shamish takrim? Tamlem v'sheicha. And he learns on wine, you get malchus, you get misa. And then anything else that makes you sick, or any other strong drink, it's a lav. That's a yudashit. If you drink strong honey or strong milk, it'll also be over lav. Omer Rav Yehuda, Barak Husoi, Halacha Karebi Lezer. Take a pasuk of Rabbi Lezer that Yoni Chayiv Misa. If you drink the whole revius without a stop. The Kori Rav Olo, Rav called upon him. The Rabbi Lezer Tovina Dechachimi, like the best one, the smart one of the Chumim, because he pasuk like him. Ravacha the Hutzel. Ravacha, it was in Hutzel. Have a Nidra Lord of Esur. He had a Nedr upon his wife. His wife can have no Hano from him. And now he wants to go be Mata the Nedr. Ezosla came to Ravashi. So Ravacha came in front of Ravashi. Omelet Ravashi told him, Zil Idna, go away today. The Sulumov, come back tomorrow. Because it was now Yom Tif, and it was after 8 the Sudi ready. The Rav loy muki amoro loy miyoyim etov lechavrei b'shem shichras. Like after Rab already ate the suda on Yom Tov, some time he drank wine also, he already can't paskin anymore. So if with all the people, don't come to ask him any shalos until tomorrow, if the shichras goes away. Omer lei, I've omer Rab, we also look at Rab Lezer. That we hold like Rab Lezer, it's only us to drink a whole revius without any water in it. Omar hu de korami beimaya, I, when you drank your wine, you had some water inside it, so as though you let a paskin. Omer lei, he said to him like this, olakash tes makasha. When does Rabbi Lezer say if you have some water in the yapotar? That's only if you only drank a revius of wine. But if you have more than a revius of wine there, even though there's some water in there, still you be chayiv. So he drank more than a revius of yayin, therefore he held the kin paskin. Third Rabban went like this. The Pesuk says, Lahavdil ben HaKodesh ben HaChol. If you have to drink in the wine, it says you should not paskin these shaylas. Elu hadomim v'erchin Charam Vagdashis. Means you can't paskin to know how much money you have to pay for Erchin or Charam Vagdashis. Benatomi Benator, Elu Timaeus Ataras, you can't paskin Shals of Timaeus Ataras if you're a shik, if you drank the Revius Yayin. Holoiris Zuharu, any stock you can't paskin. As called Achukim, Elu Midrashis, can't even dash a Midrashis, that would also come the day. Rashi says, Shadorshim, Bepirkin, Issa. Lishdui, also Lishdui Yayin, Sheshbim Haroa. Because drushes also have psakim from it. So you can't say even drushes out if you shikah, if you drank revius yayin. Then the Pasuk says, Ashadib Rashem, su alocha v'yadmai, even alocha mashmitsin, you shouldn't say over. Su alocha. The yad moisha, zet talmud, even gemara, you shouldn't say over when you drank revius yayin. Yachal, I was able to say, afa mishnah, even though we don't pass it from the mishnah, maybe mishnah also, talmud, the Pasuk says, lohayrois. You can't say over things only that you can paskin from. But since we don't paskin from a Mishnah, you let us say over Mishnah even though you drank revius yayin. Rav Yosef Yehuda Weiner, Yochai were thought to say, Af Talmud, even Talmud also, Talmud Eimel Haris. He yells even Gemara, you let us say over as long as you're not saying it over B'Torah Sapsak. Even though from the Gemara you can paskin, as long as you're not saying it over B'Torah Halacha Lamaisa, you let us say it over. So Mer says, come on, also, who's the goal like what the that we learned? Yotza Sheretz Tomei Utsvadei Tor. If somebody wants to tell you a halacha that a Sheretz is Tomei or that a Tzvadei is Tor, even though Shesui Yayin Marim Ben, even though you drank wine, you let us say this halacha. Marim Boy Ro. So who does it go like? The Chorneim Rav Yosef Yudhi. Because according to Rav Yosef of Yehuda, he was the one that says even Talmud also you allowed to learn. So if we let us say this over. And not like the Rabbanim, Le Rabbanim. The Gemara says, no, Afilu Teimu Rabbanim. V'shani Yochad Dizu Kor Be'Rav. Here, even the Rabbanim say you're allowed to say this over. Because everybody knows this, that's a Pesuk in Chumash. So to say over such a simple halacha like this, that's not called a Psak. Like everybody knows this. A Psak means a Dover Chiddush. But to say over, it says in the Chumash, that anybody can say over even one year Shikha. Yeah. Rav have Dizu Kor Be'Rav. Omer Rav Halacha Rav Yosef Yehuda. He paskin like Rav Yosef Yehuda that he holds what even Talmud you're allowed to learn. For her Rav leMukim Amoira miYoyim Etov leChavrei mishum Shichras. I Rav did not like say even a shir in Gemara when he was shikras. See, even Gemara didn't say over. So Mora says no. Shani Rav. Rav was different. The Oyrim Moira that Rav always used to paskin. Used to ask him shaylis. So Amor is the question, so what? For Nakim Lelari, why don't we make it to still give a shear Yom Tov in the afternoon, just he won't paskin. Even though he drank one, he would tell me, let him learn, let him also give a shear then. So Amor says, no. Kalecha di Yosef Rav, wherever Rav used to sit, Lo Sagi Le Blahiro, wouldn't be enough. Like he was a Pesach then, and everybody always came to ask him questions. So therefore, Lamaisa wouldn't be possible to say, let him learn without answering questions. Everybody used to ask him Shilas. Therefore, that was his minig, that on Yom Tov, after he had his suda, he drank the wine, he would not give a shiur learn then, because he didn't want to paskin then, because he drank the revius of yayin. Now the Mishnah says, Yesh oich l'achila achas, sometimes you'd want achila v'chayev ole arba chatois, v'yosh mechad amon oshim. How is that? Tomei, your tomei, shoch l'chelut, you ate fat, v'yo neisim in amudoshim, and this fat was neisim from a korbin, and yet in him kippah. Meiroimim Hoy Shabbos, V'yotziyu Chayif, Yivichayif for carrying it out on Shabbos also. Or they said back to Meinim in Hashem, carrying is not Meinim, we're talking about Yisurim of eating, not Yisurim of Hoysaw. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. They were holding that Yud Dalar and Aleph, you know, just to start last mission again. The Gimel Beis, the last mission was that Yosh Eichol Achil Achas Vachiyov Malea Arbor Chatois. Sometimes you could eat one kezayis of food, and you chayy for that four different chatois, the Yoshim Echad and one Korban Oshim. How could that be? Tomei, if the person himself was Tomei, Shochal Chalif, he ate Chalif, so he's chayy Vachatis for the Chalif. Vahoyu Neiser, the piece of meat was also Neiser, Min HaMakdoshim was from a Korbin, and since he was Tomei, so he's chayiv a chatis for Chalif, for the Yisr Neiser, for the Yisr Tomei. And also, Yom Kippurim, he ate it on Yom Kippur, so he's chayiv a chatis for Yom Kippur. And for the Makdoshim for Hegdish, he's chayiv an Oshim Milas. So that's how you have four chatois and one Oshim Mila. So that's how you have four chatois and one Oshim. Now Rav Meir says, "Im hoy Shabbos, let's say he ate this on Shabbos, or v'hoytziyu, he carried it out on Shabbos, a chayiv, to have a fifth chatis for the hoytzor of Shabbos." Omulah, the chum's back to Rav Meir, ainu min Hashem, that doesn't have that part of including, because we're talking about anissa for eating it. For his hoytzor, it's a different type of anissa that we're not talking about. So it's true, if you carry it out on Shabbos, you'd be chayiv, but we're not talking about that's not part of the cheshbon. Therefore, they only count four and one oshim. Nothing more says.